And because individuals within those services know from their own personal experience that, yes, there is a significant pattern of violence targeting Aboriginal women, and they do their best to bring about changes in those police services. But we also know that quite often those attempts to bring about change come up against a wall because the officers who want to bring about these changes can't prove that they're needed. Because the decisions on the allocation of resources, the decisions on how you go about the business of policing will be based on statistics. And they will be told, but there's no evidence of a pattern of violence against Aboriginal women. And there's no evidence because they're not looking. We know that at least a third of reported violent crimes, whether whether or not a person is Aboriginal, is simply not even recorded in the first place, much less recorded accurately. And I have to say, like any of the endless other recommendations for positive change that have been brought up through the activism of Aboriginal women, that have been brought up through public inquiries like the Manitoba Justice Inquiry, and we have seen, I mean, I could name for you offhand dozens upon dozens of clear, concrete recommendations to make a change that have been out there before the public for decades that have not been acted upon. There is no good reason that these things have not been done. There is no good reason the federal government has not directed the RCMP and established a national standard that says this is why you must record the Aboriginal identity of victims of crime. This is why you must report it. There is simply no good reason that's not happening, except that it's not a priority. And it has not been made a priority. Because despite the growing awareness, despite the growing public pressure, evidenced by events like this, which are so important and so critical, we haven't reached that point yet where politicians really feel that it's necessary for them to do something different. And at the end of the day, this is what it's about, I think. And it's very much about all of us, each of us, having to redouble our efforts to apply that pressure. I'll say one last thing. Why we as Amnesty International are working on this.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Christian with you here this evening. Fleur is out there somewhere, I'm sure, celebrating St. Patrick's Day. March 17th, happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone out there celebrating the Irish side of themselves. We started off the show with quite a little blast there from Pennywise. That was Land of the Free from the album of the same name, released in 2001. And currently they're recording their 10th album in the process right now. They're from Hermosa Beach, California. Been doing it since 1988. Thought that was a pretty good song to play. Some really... really good lyrics there on that one. And just kind of looking online here, and they've actually replaced their longtime singer, Jim Lindberg, who was with the group since they started in 88, and just replaced them with Zoli Teglas. So their new album, that whenever that does come out, it's supposed to be coming out sometime this year. It'll be interesting to hear how the band changes with a new vocalist. Next up, we're going to play some Canadian music here. Dinosaur Bones from Toronto, Ontario. They released their debut full-length album, My Divider, on March 8th of this year. And they're going to be hitting Vancouver April 23rd, playing at the Commodore Ballroom. And we're going to play Royalty from My Divider. Here it is on CITR.
Loyalty. I see 3,000 cameras pointed at me. Deuce, as you leave, I'm like, yes, that's me, sir. Well, you just knocked up the VP nominee's daughter. So I tell him, no, you got it wrong, mister. Already got a girl, and her name's Bristol. They all laugh and say, where you been, sonny? Your mother-in-law's a heartbeat from the presidency. So I say, mother-in-law, no, we ain't getting married. They say, soon you will, boy. She just announced it. I get on my dirt bike and ride to my girls. I'm gonna lay down the law, tell her what's going on. I'm a fucking redneck. I live to hang out with the boys, play some hockey, do some fishing, and kill some moose. I like to shoot the shit, do some chilling, I guess. You fuck with me and I kick your ass. So we talk and it turns out we don't believe in abortion, and sex outside marriage is against our religion. And when I try to tell my 18 years old, they say, Levi, it's too late, you gotta do as you're told. I say, mother-in-law, no, we ain't getting married. They say, soon you will, boy. She just announced it. I get on my dirt bike, invite to my girls, I'm gonna lay down. Oh! I like to shoot the shit and do some chillin', I guess. You fuck with me and I'll kick your ass.
Thank you. Are you looking for a profession that is patient-centered, hands-on, and rewarding? Are you interested in science, health, and wellness? Do you enjoy solving challenging problems, interacting with others, and serving the public? If so, becoming a doctor of chiropractic may be in your future. The Canadian Memorial Chiropractic College will be hosting an information session for anyone interested in pursuing a career in chiropractic. This information session will be held at the Delta Vancouver Airport Hotel, Sunday, March 20th, 2011, from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Learn about the Doctor of Chiropractic program, meet the Director of Education and the Associate Registrar, and find out all there is to know about CMCC and chiropractic. For more information, visit our website at www.cmcc.ca or contact our admissions office at admissions@cmcc.ca.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Just before 20 after 6 on March 17th, happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone out there that's listening. That was Rural Alberta Advantage, a track from their latest album, album called Departing. That was called Stamp. Album was just released start of this month, March 1st, 2011. Second full-length studio album from them. I got the chance to see them live when they were through town last. And good show, high energy, great crowd. They're currently actually playing South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. They're playing a couple shows there. And they'll be coming through Vancouver. Let's see here. They've got a date set up. Hold on. It is April 7th, playing Venue Nightclub. So, with Hooded Fang, another great great band. So check them out. Trying to get tickets now, I would suggest. Before that, we had Ben Folds with a great track from his latest album called the Levi Johnston Blues from the album called Lonely Avenue. That song just actually cracks me up. I think the lyrics are hilarious. Lyrics were written by Nick Hornby, who's a English novelist. He actually wrote all of the lyrics on Ben Folds' latest album, Lonely Avenue. It's kind of an interesting collaboration by the two, and that song is about Levi Johnston, who was the young gentleman that impregnated Sarah Palin's young daughter. So really, really quite funny and witty lyrics, if I might say so myself. Next up, another band that's actually down in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. We're going to play some Mother Mother. They just released their latest album March 15th, so this week. I've had a listen to it. It sounds awesome. Really upbeat, fun music. We are going to play a track from that. They're also going to be through Vancouver, playing two shows at the start of May. May 4th at the Vogue Theater, and then the 5th at the Commodore Ballroom. So check them out if you get the opportunity as well. And we're going to play Chasing It Down from their latest album called Eureka. Here's Mother Mother on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Commonplace things seem to have great significance.
The real change without your consent, without your okay. It happened again. I woke up today and everything changed. All my friends and all my family suddenly don't understand me. Understand I'm not the man they think I am.
Try chasing it down, try chasing it down, try chasing it down.
Favorite waitress, favorite place. It's up in flames, it's up for sale. It doesn't matter anyhow. Like anything that tasted sweet, it only tastes that way. About a week before it, there's no bittersweet.
Try chasing it down, try chasing it down, try chasing it down. You don't wanna be found.
Try chasing it down, try chasing it down, try chasing it down. Lip Dub is coming. On Saturday, March 26, 2011, over 1,000 university students, high school students, and community members are coming together to rock out and show off their special skills, all while lip-syncing the words to Pink's Raise Your Glass and Mariana's Trench's Celebrity Status. Lip Dub will be filmed at UBC's Vancouver campus from 12 to 7 p.m. on March 26th. To sign up, go to ubclipdub.com and be sure to tell your friends. It's going to be ridiculous.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. And all the right ways are the underdogs. We will never be anything but loud.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Young Galaxy with Peripheral Visionaries from their album called Shape Shifting. That's their third album that track came from. It was released in 2011. Young Galaxy, our Canadian indie rock dream pop band, started out in Vancouver around, I think, 2005 or 2006, and then moved, and now they're out of Montreal. So I love the sound of that. It's kind of chill. I guess that's why they call it dream pop. I'm really enjoying that song, though, right now. They are on Across Canada's tour. No dates, as of right now, planned for Vancouver specifically, but they are crossing Canada, touring right now. So check them out if they are coming to a venue near you. Before that, we had Owen Pallett with A Man With No Ankles from A Swedish Love Story, an EP, a four-song EP that he put out recently. He is a Canadian composer, violinist, keyboardist, and vocalist from Toronto, Ontario. Very talented individual. Won the 2006 Polaris Music Prize for his album He Poos Clouds, which is makes me smile, just the name of that album. Best known as a solo artist, formerly under the name Final Fantasy. I know I mentioned the South by Southwest Festival that's taking place right now in Austin, Texas. Owen Pallett is actually down there right now as well, playing there at South by Southwest. South by Southwest, for those out there that don't know, it's a festival, music and film, interactive festival that takes place every year in Austin, Texas. It's basically a little over a week long. So this year it's started March 11th, going to the 20th, so ends this weekend. And there is too many bands to name that are playing at this festival. Usually they get a lot of up-and-coming, more unknown acts. So I've never been, but it would be amazing to attend that festival sometime in the near future for sure. So coming up, switching gears a little bit, going to play some Common Rider, a ska punk band that was formed in 1999 by Jesse Michaels, who is probably better known for a band called Operation Ivy. So they actually released two full-length albums and one EP. They're currently on hiatus, but I really love their sound. So here is Common Rider with Small Pebble on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
I saw you burning in a starlit night, just like a pantheon of comets in flight. Time, a place, a place, no matter. Now listen to an idiot chatter. Many parts undivided in a dream. Move it out now, step into the heat. So be the era where the people try to seek. Small pebbles on a small stone, no place to call your own. Walk out to the dark just to watch a wave roll. So rebel, a passion unknown. Don't let your dreams go cold. You've got to swing from the shoulder, swing from the shoulder of your soul. Expiration date surprises everything, and you had better speculate. This is for the ghouls, get the doors off the tomb. We are young forever, that's written on the moon. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's how it flows. It's a rough diamond, supreme romance. No circumstance will ever stop this dance. Move it out now, step into the heat. This'll be the era where the people do think. Small pebbles on small stone, no place to go. Walk out to the dock just to watch a wave roll.
mother turning in the age, hurting with a vision of a world retreat.
Peace, battle, birth, unity, unity. Report a positive C, H-A-N-G-E.
Speak and wisdom, make your power in your heat.
Looking for a substance in a world of techniques. Move it out now, step into the heat. This will be the era where the people drum shake.
We'll be right back.
listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Just before 10 to 7, you've got Christian here flying solo tonight. Fleur is off gallivanting, I'm sure, having a great St. Patrick's Day, which I want to wish to everyone out there. Hopefully everyone's having some fun, drinking some green beverages. That last track was The Walkmen with Blue Is Your Blood from their album called Lisbon. The Walkmen are an American indie rock band based out of New York City and Philadelphia. They formed in 2000, and how many? They've got a couple albums out. Let's see. Lisbon was their latest, released last year. That was their sixth album, so I love that song. Kind of a galloping pace to it. Before that, we had Social Distortion. Most people out there, I'm sure, have heard of Social D. They're an American punk rock band formed in 1978 in Fullerton, California. They've been doing it for quite some time. Mike Ness is quite well known. They're vocalist and guitar player. The band actually disbanded in 1985 for a little bit of time due to Mike Ness's drug addiction and troubles with the law, which resulted in extended stints in various rehab centers. That probably lasted for over 2 years, so they did take a little bit of a break, but they have put out a lot of albums, quite a bit of material since 1978. They're still going strong. The song that we played was Machine Gun Blues from their latest album, Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes, which was released earlier this year. They're actually out on tour right now. I think they just got back from Australia. So no Vancouver dates planned as of yet, but I'm sure they'll come through eventually. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit, go from that fast pace to something a little more mellow. We're going to play some Kurt Vile. He's a guitarist and singer from Philadelphia. He signed to Matador Records as a solo artist in May 2009. His music has been compared to that of Bruce Springsteen, Bob Seger, Tom Petty, to name a few. Those are some pretty big names to be compared to, some big shoes to fill. His first album on Matador was titled Childish Prodigy, and his latest album that just came out earlier this year, Smoke Ring for My Halo, we're going to play one from that. Here is Society Is My Friend. It's Kurt Vile from Smoke Ring for My Halo on Are You Aware?
It makes me laugh, dance. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Slept outside in the summer and watched the dew settle on the grass. I went straight into town, but at the same speed came right back to my home, to my home, to my home, home, home. To wait for my wild love to find me. Bruised by the autumn, like all the fruit left lying in the grass. I walked all around these hills, but at the speed of breaking glass. I went back home, I went back home, I went back home. To wait for my wildlife to find me. To wait for my wildlife to find me. All the shit laying under the snow. I talked to the birds in the trees, and they told me I should never go. I'd stay back home, stay right home. So I stayed home to wait for my wildlife to find me. I would stay back home, stay back home, stay back home to wait for my wildlife. To wait for my wild love to find me. Thank you.
guy's beard? What's he got on his head?
Hey, buddy, we don't want your type here.
Yeah, what are you, some kind of terrorist?
Hey, be nice, okay? This bus is a safe harbor. This man deserves respect, doesn't everybody?
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
Every new day is a gift, it's a song of redemption. The love is a way to return to that place that I think of so often, but I never mention. The one the voice in the back of my head says that I don't deserve. Come fire, come water, come karma, we're all in transition. The wheel of becoming erases the physical mind. Life. So I go umbrella under my arm into the green of the radar. How'd it get so dark in the day? It's just so bizarre. Is it true what we're made of? Why do I hide from the rain? Nostalgia where there are no features. Look at ourselves through a porthole, the passage of time. See that sunny day that we snuck out here under the bleachers. Kissed as the band marched, everything fell into line. So I go umbrella. To the green of the radar. How'd it get so dark in the day? It's just so bizarre. If it's true what we're made of, why do I hide from the rain?
Somebody saw something and they say, hey, it looks like a pomegranate. And I don't know why I call it pomegranate, but it looks like a pomegranate, right? And it became, no matter what language you spoke it in, syllables are frequencies. It's the world of creation of vibrating strings, which is sound.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Just after 7 o'clock, up next is Bleak with Exquisite Corpse, so stay tuned to 101.9 CITR. We've got more great music coming up for you this evening. That was Bright Eyes with a song from their latest album, Jejune Stars from the People's Key, which was released in 2011. Bright Eyes is an American indie folk band founded by singer-songwriter, guitarist Connor Oberst. And Oberst actually recently said that this last album, The People's Key, he wants it to be the last album for Bright Eyes. So you might not hear any more new material from them any longer, as Oberst is more focused on his other two projects, Connor Oberst and the Mystic Valley Band, as well as the supergroup Monsters of Folk. So that's a great track, though. Love the sound of it, love the pace of it, kind of fun. They're actually playing South by Southwest in Austin, Texas as well. And for those of you that weren't lucky enough to go down to that festival, NPR's got us covered. Bright Eyes will play the Ground Control Touring Showcase at Auditorium Shores in Austin on Saturday, March 19th, so this Saturday, along with Felice Brothers, Man Man, Middle Brother, and Kurt Vile, who we played earlier on the show. And NPR will actually be streaming the whole show. So you can watch and listen live at npr.org or on the go with the NPR Music iPhone app, if you have that. The show will also be streaming on select public radio stations as well. But if you want to watch and hear that, go to npr.org this Saturday, March 19th. The festivities begin at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time, so that'd be 1:30 Pacific time. So, and Bright Eyes plays at 8:30, so 5:30. So that's kind of cool. Next up, we're going to play a little bit of Dinosaur Jr. for you. They're an American alt-rock band formed out of Amherst, Massachusetts in 1984. Originally called Dinosaur, actually, and then some legal issues came up and they had to change the name. They disbanded in 1997 and then reunited in 2005 and put out a couple more albums. Guitarist Jay Maskus, bassist Lou Barlow, and drummer Murph were the band's founding members and current members as well. And Maskus also has put out a lot of solo projects. And he is actually touring solo right now. Not coming to Vancouver. The closest he's going to get is Seattle, Washington, with special guest Blackheart Procession. Tickets are $18. That's quite a deal if you ask me. And he's playing the Tractor Tavern. His solo stuff's pretty awesome too, so it'd be worth the drive to Seattle. An $18 show, what can you say, right? That's a great price. So here is Pieces from Dinosaur Jr. From their latest album called Farm. It's Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
No! Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs, even. Whatever. Anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
I'm
Mark.
I'm
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to. You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read, or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
So come to me now, lay your arms around me. This is why we fight. Come now, come how, come how, come.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Yeah.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Hot Panda with Pools from their latest called How Come I'm Dead. Before that, we had the Decemberists with This Is Why We Fight, one of my favorite songs right now. And we don't have a whole lot of time left. We got time for one more song. Up next is Bleak with Exquisite Corpse, so do stick around. We got a lot of great programming left for this evening. My name's Christian. This has been Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. You can email us with your comments or questions at areyouawareradio@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook, too. We post a lot of stuff on our Facebook group to keep you aware of what's been what's going on the program. We're going to leave you with Sonic Youth. Here's Malibu Gas Station on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Thank you.
cares about is bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around. Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. Yeah, any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Buddy, it's Bleak in the studio, live with you today on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the penultimate corpse. Penultimate meaning preceding the last. Next week is the last exquisite corpse. And I found out today that Darren Gall, who hosted Stereoscopic Readout before my show, will be taking over the pilot seat, and which made me very happy. So I'm going to ask Darren if he would be willing to let me sit in and fill in when he's not available, so then I can still get my radio yayas out. And also, just focus on the other things that I got to do in my life. And creating a little studio space at home where I can do my artworks, and I don't know. I know, I'm just hoping it goes well, and then maybe someday I'll come back to CITR. Who knows? I'm gonna miss it though, that's for sure.